the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses went to the university where they were put in boxes, and they came out.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. That music means that it is time to play What's in the Box. Tonight, reading your reviews are Rob Martier, Elliot Serrano, and Roger Badish. We need two listeners to give us a call to play What's in the Box. We have gift cards from you from Lou Malnati's and Apt Electronics. Thank you again to Steve Shapiro from Apt Electronics in Glenview. You can go to apt.com to find out all the amazing items that they have there for your kitchen, for your home. I actually have a dishwasher that is it's my pride and joy. I love that dishwasher. It does everything I need it to. See how I'm doing the reviews right now? It does everything I need it to do. That's and right. Twice on Sundays. 312-981-7200 to play What's in the Box. Again, also thank you to Lou Malnati's, the best pizza anywhere. And if you're not in the area, you can still play because Lou Malnati's will ship to you a frozen pizza. If it wasn't cooked pizza, as Mark DiCarlo once pointed out to me, that would be weird to ship out a pizza to California that was cooked. The post office might jump on that.
Well, not only will they ship pizza, they have all these other types of Chicago style foods that they'll
do
ship
they really?
To as well.
Oh, yeah.
Italian great. Beef.
Hot dogs. Chicago hot dogs.
Hot dogs. They'll ship all that.
Eli's.
Eli's cheesecake.
Yeah. Let's get on that.
Ooh, I forgot about that one.
So 312-981-7200 for an Apt Electronics gift card or a Lou Malnati's gift card. Go to loumalnati's.com for information about the wonderful goods they have there. Apparently, you can have Chicago food shipped anywhere in the country.
Anywhere in the country. I sent some out to a buddy of mine. He loved it.
And Apt Electronics has just the greatest electronic items there. And their customer service is unparalleled. Oh, so we already have two listeners on the line. We have Pat. Hi, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Back in November, I played it with you.
Oh, I think we're outside of the parameters of when you can play again. Wonderful, Pat. Welcome back. Brian,
thank you.
Of course. Brian, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Have you ever heard us play What's in the Box?
Never.
Okay. So I do a lot of shopping online, and I rely on the reviews of others. And I shop for clothing. I shop for breakfast cereals for my sons. I shop for maybe a telephone, new cell phones. You know, I want to see what other people think. I shop for household appliances. And sometimes I'm curious about adult toys. And I was fascinated by how similar the reviews for adult toys and appliances seem to be. So as a little game that we came up with, we have a game called What's in the Box, because on some of these retailers, everything is in the same kind of cardboard box, so you don't know what's in there. So your job, your task, now that you have accepted the challenge, is to tell us if the review is for a toy or an appliance. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Excellent. And Pat's ready to go. I think Roger Badish, who always does a great job of culling all the reviews that are out there for his own. I love that you do this, Roger.
I love doing it, too.
I know how much work is involved.
And now, because I've been to those sites.
Yes.
And now on my Facebook, ads pop up on the right.
Welcome to the party, my friend.
Especially when my wife comes walking in the morning and says, what is that? I said, oh, it's nothing.
It's a massager. Yeah,
It's a massager.
I have a lot of tension.
Yeah, I was going to get you one, honey, because I know you're really tense a lot.
Yes.
You know. God. So I had my list here, and I'm going to find it again. So give me just a second here.
Absolutely.
Because I know I've got like 10 million that I have pulled.
I'm just suddenly concerned that you say you're shopping for cereal for the kids.
Yeah, like puffins.
So
it's like gluten-free cereals too.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just.
I know.
Will there be any cereal reviews in this?
No, never. No? Does not get soggy? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Crunchy,
but not soggy.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm ready.
You're ready. All right, yeah. Roger, you'll be reading for Pat first, please.
Okay. Everyone comments on it. Couldn't be happier with it.
Appliance.
Very good.
Pat, wow. Hey, on the board. All right, Pat.
Thank you.
Of course. Yep. Brian, Roger, Rob Martier will read for you.
All right, Brian, here we go, buddy.
Okay.
I can't express enough how much I like the quality of this product. I expect to be getting a lot of use out of it, and it for it to be around quite a long time. You know, I can read that for you again, because since I can't read at a third grade level tonight, let me go ahead and start that over for you. Ready? Here we go.
It's the chocolate.
I can't express enough how much I like the quality of this product. I expect it to be getting a lot of use and to be around for quite a long time.
I'm going to say a toy.
Attaboy. Well done.
Wow.
You sounded like my football coach.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that a child wrote a review for a toy.
Well, look, you know.
I expect it to be around for a very long time. That's a lot of confidence, because that's not my experience. Elliot, will you please read for Brian? For Pat, it's a tied game.
All right, Pat, this one's short and sweet. Smooth operator. Does what it's supposed to do with ease.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I should go by what you said or how you said it.
See, that's the trick of this game. Sometimes our reviewers can be a little bit slippery.
Could you repeat that, please?
Oh, I have a mental image in my head right now. I can't show it.
Oh, hell, go with sex toys.
No, it's fine.
That was
the
image, but no, it's an appliance.
Don't let us mislead you. You gotta stay true to yourself. Go with your instincts. Go with your gut on this. Okay. All right. Tied game. Brian, Roger will read for you.
Okay. This is my second. The electrical cord or something got to shorten it after probably 15 years of use.
Oh, that's a toughie. I'm going to go with appliance.
You would be wrong.
What?
That is a toy.
Wow.
15 years.
Well,
wow.
If you use it once a year, I mean.
Wow. Well, I hear those old ones last longer.
Yeah, and it has an electrical cord. I mean, you don't have to worry about batteries or anything.
Why would you use it once a year for 15 years?
And why would you write a review for it 15 years later?
Yeah.
Well, because she had to get a new one.
I'm so confused. Okay. So we're still tied, 1-1. Rob Martillo will read for Pat.
All right, Pat, here we go. High quality, excellent performance with many modes of operation. Battery life is good. Of course, that depends on how long it's used at one time.
Sex toy.
Atta girl.
Just that for was, clarification, yes. For Pat, you can just say toy. You don't have to say sex toy every single time.
No, but I like the extra emphasis she puts on. That's,
she's definitive about that.
Specific.
Really drives it home. You know what I mean?
She was so confident. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. We adore you. And Brian, you as well. We're warming up to you, at least. Sometimes it needs a little extra work. Brian, Elliot will read for you.
Okay.
All right, Brian. Works great. I have worn out a couple of others, but before this one is showing no signs of problems.
I know.
These are tough. I'm going to go with the appliance again.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Yes, it's an appliance.
Interesting.
Wow.
I could have written that review, but not for an appliance. All right.
How's the score? How's the score doing?
It's tied 2-2.
Ooh.
And you're reading for Pat, Roger.
Okay, Pat, here we go.
Okay.
And I'll try to read it like the person who had written it.
Okay.
It broke 10 days after the warranty period, and this company won't refund me or do an exchange.
Sounds like my wife wrote that one.
wait a minute. It broke 10 days after. No, never mind. Go ahead.
Appliance.
That is actually a toy.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know if you want an exchange.
Sorry.
I wouldn't want to know that a company exchanges them.
Yeah.
Oh,
yuck. Just saying. Open item.
On the discount rack.
Oh, boy. Okay, the game is still tied 2-2. Brian, Rob Martillo will read for you.
Here we go, buddy.
Okay.
It's very noisy. I've only used it once, but I'm getting rid of it.
Very noisy. Appliance.
Attaboy. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Pat clearly disappointed.
Brian pulls ahead. It's 3-2. Pat, Elliot, we'll wait for you. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Pat, come on. We're going to tie this one up, okay. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Works excellent. We damaged the paddle by accident. Our fault. And they sent us a replacement, which was greatly appreciated.
Toy.
Appliance.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Oh. Wow. Mm.
Although it's nice to think that they would replace the paddle.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Oh, you said paddle. Okay.
That's right. Which I think that could apply in.
What did you think he said?
I didn't understand that.
Okay.
Oh, Pat, okay. Please, you can always ask for us to reread that. Absolutely.
I'll reread.
That's fine.
Yes. All right. All right.
Okay. Give her another question.
Oh, look at this.
Look at that.
Wow. All right, Roger, please read for Pat.
Okay. Pat, this is a redo, Pat. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
I just love.
Well, I've got so many. I've got like about 20 on this page here, and I don't want
to. No, moving forward, Roger. We'll try to get them all in front of you quicker.
Thank you so much.
Sure, no problem.
I haven't had a chance to use it yet because we are not finished.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Toy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's an appliance. They weren't finished building out their washing room.
What was that?
Oh.
They weren't finished building out their washing room. They haven't had a chance to use their new washer dryer.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for the retry.
Don't be mad. I didn't do anything. Why is everyone groaning?
Because we have toys.
Oh, great. I guess it's Brian's turn now after that question.
You guys have me laughing.
That's our goal.
Brian, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Very handy, but basic and simple.
There you go.
Very handy, but basic. Okay. This is a toughie. I'm going to go with toy.
Brian, it's an appliance, my friend.
Ooh.
It's an appliance.
See how they can apply to either. I think it makes sense. Fair enough. Elliot, will you please read for Pat?
Okay, Pat can tie this up, right?
Yes, she can.
Gets this one,
yes.
Right? All right.
Okay.
Okay, Pat. Let's tie this up, all right?
Yes.
It looks like it's well made and came perfectly packaged, but was a disappointing purchase.
No.
Toy.
That is correct.
Hey!
Hey!
Ties it up. I love it. I like that we're all excited together. Roger, will you please read for Brian?
Sure. I would be happy to. The machine is quite heavy and overheats more quickly than I would like.
Appliance.
That would be a toy.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
That can be dangerous. Yeah.
Very dangerous.
I'm with you, Brian. All right.
A lot of disappointment on this show tonight.
I know.
Wow.
What's that burning smell? That's not a good, review.
I thought we were having fun.
I'm saying. Rob, will you please read for Pat? They are tied now, 3-3.
Pat?
Yes.
Improved my life.
Aw, short to the point.
Oh, gosh. toy?
You got it right. It's a toy.
Oh, see? I love how simple it is. And you know, for some people, it's all it takes. Improved my life. All right. Elliot, will you please read for Brian? It's now a 4-3 game.
Pat's in the lead. Brian... Yes. Brian could tie up. I have an equally pithy review for you, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Can't live without it.
Appliance.
That is correct.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa, tied game. Pat could win here. Roger,
okay.
You're waiting for Pat. She could win with this answer.
All right, Pat, I know you can do it. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yes.
It is one of the most popular on the market. It is considered the Rolls-Royce. There is no doubt that this is the best.
Toy.
Ding, 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 ding,
hey.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding.
There we go. Well done.
Well done, Pat. Thank you. Brian, well played game by both of you. Thank you so much.
Brian.
Both of you. That was great. And Pat, you'll have a choice of a gift card from Apple Electronics or a gift card from Lou Malnati's.
You know what? Because of Brian's sportsmanship, they both get whatever they want. So we'll give them both whatever
boom.
They want.
Boom. Whatever.
Look at that.
Nice. Yeah, you both get your choice. Hang on the line. Craig will get your information. And that was a delightful game. Oh, my gosh.
Right. I know. We do have a commercial break. I know we all want to.
I know. I feel like smoking a cigarette or something. I think Rob was really excited about the tiebreaker that he had.
Yeah, no, I was ready to go with the tiebreaker.
If the game a little bit longer, there's a couple that I have holstered that are here. You know what? I think there's one. Here's the one. Did I read this one last week? You don't have to read yours, Rob. Do you want to keep that in the holster for some other time?
It's up to you. Go ahead. I can read it if you want.
Here's mine. Okay, so I'll read mine, then you read yours.
Okay,
so update. I finished 5 times in so many different ways in 30 minutes. I find myself coming back to this. I'm going to need to start lying on a tarp. Ladies, this is a must-have.
That's an appliance, right?
No.
The tarp. Well, you know.
A tarp, well, right? I mean, like if you don't put the lid on the blender... All hell breaks loose.
I thought it was like a yoga mat or something.
Rob, so in the event of a dead heat, there's a game that's gone on for an excessively long time.
Right.
And we've decided that it's time to end the game. This is one of the reviews I have ready to unleash at any given moment. Please go on.
If you're a small woman, don't get this one. The clit simulator is too high.
Wow.
Doesn't hit the spot. And you can't return it. Wasted. $$$$$$$.
More after this on 728 WGN.